The love of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple.
Welcome to The Simple Truth. You did not tune in by accident. This show is dedicated to all believers in Jesus Christ. Do you feel like there's something missing from your walk with the Lord? Are you tired of being deceived? Then you've come to the right place. Grab your Bible and let us introduce you to the real Jesus. Our mission is to help you unravel the Scriptures and gain a greater understanding of God's Word, showing you how the Old and the New Testaments mesh together so perfectly. All of life's questions are answered in God's Word. So throw out any preconceived notions and any traditions of man, and join us as we search for God's truth. This is what you've been looking for.
Well, greetings, friends. We've got Mark and Ted back again today. We're going to start a new series, and this is a very important series. And I've called it God's Word, What Does It Mean? We're going to cover a lot of material in the next several shows. And each one is going to be very important. Each show is going to be a show unto itself. But as a whole, I think when we're done with this, a lot of people are going to understand why there are so many differences in beliefs in churchianity in the world of religious organizations. And basically, if I was going to sum it all up, it's, well, Satan's been busy. But, you know, that's the easy answer. How has he been busy is what I want to show you. He has attacked God's Word in every conceivable possible way. He's tried to corrupt it unsuccessfully, but he's still working on that. And he's tried to fool people into thinking that they can't understand what it says. He's raised up his own prophets and ministers and religious organizations, but his ego is so big he always has to leave his signs, his markings, his droppings, because he's got an ego that, you know, I mean, look at what he did. I will be like the Most High. I will sit on the throne. I will ascend into the heavens. He's got a serious terminal case of the big I. So on his religion, he has to leave his markings, like the steeples and the idolatry and graven images. You know, people hanging up that don't even look like Jesus would have looked, hanging up on crosses and all of the little statues and icons and everything else that churchianity, graven images that churchianity uses, where he's corrupted them.
You know, Mark, Satan has done such a slick job at deceiving us that sometimes I think he gets even his own ministers to reveal, you know, what he's done. You know, otherwise, how can he, you know, gloat about it unless, you know, we understand to, you know, the depths of how we've been deceived.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I was watching a Doc Marquis tape the other night, and I was wondering, you know, is it... And the tape was about exposing the occult holidays, you know, like Christmas and Easter and Halloween.
Yeah, that's a good tape. I've seen it. It's about, he talks about how they're all satanic holidays.
So sometimes I wonder, you know, Doc Marquis says that he used to be a witch, but now he's a Christian. I wonder, maybe he's still a witch, but, you know, Satan is just using him to show off.
Well, it's very possible. You know, a lot of people think that Rush Limbaugh is really fighting Clinton. You know, and on the other hand, I think that he's the Illuminati's fair-haired child.
Well, to me, Rush Limbaugh is a flaming liberal because, all he talks about is politics. And, you know, that's really not important at all. What he's doing is he's diverting all the conservative elements to just worry about the charade of politics, and who cares about that?
Well, people are all worked up. Are you going to vote for Gore? Are you going to vote for Bush? You know, I mean, the election's over now, but it was Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You know, didn't matter who got elected and who won. They all worked for the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the international banksters.
But, you know, there is a conservative element, and the New World Order needs to control them somehow. And so, you know, they think that they're, you know, being real good, being ditto heads, but actually they're being controlled.
I don't know how we got off on that, but, you know, anyhow, back to Satan corrupting God's word. I think the most effective way he has been able to do this is he has corrupted the definitions of the words.
So you're saying like we should look, hard words up in Strong's to get the meaning?
No, you don't even have to do that, Ted. What I am saying is Christians read along in the New Testament and they see things, and when they read the words, they automatically assign definitions to these words based on Christian traditions or churchianity traditions.
What they've heard since they were young.
Yeah, the same ones that their fathers and their father's fathers and their father's father's fathers were taught. And nobody has, or at least the world, you know, in mass, the Christians, most of them have not bothered to look in God's own word. You know, Strong's was written by a man. Now, it's an invaluable tool. I use it. I use Brown Driver and Briggs. I like that better than Strong's. There's a lot of lexicons and dictionaries and things that are very helpful, but you don't even have to do that. When it's talking about something, say, in the New Testament, what you need to do is you need to look it up and see where it talks about it somewhere else.
So let the Bible interpret the Bible.
That's right. You know, when Paul's talking about the law, you need to look up the law and see what the law is instead of just assuming that you know. And that's what this series of shows is going to be about. How do we define God's word? The answer is you define God's word with God's word because he has defined it for us. It's just that the world's denominations have ignored God's definitions. And they don't know the definitions for two reasons. Number one is they don't like the answer when they look. So it's like, oh, you know, subconsciously even, you know, they don't dig too deep because it brings them out of their comfort zone and they don't like what it really says. And two, you know, most people fall in that category. And two, the ones that don't understand, they have failed to look with all of their heart. And these next two verses that I'm going to read here, or this next verse, the next two verses, really are going to be the theme of this series that we're about to begin today. First read Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. This is a promise.
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
See, God promises us that when we seek him and search for him, we will find him, but we have to do it with all of our heart. It can't be halfway. It can't be one foot in and one foot out, straddle the fence, lukewarm. It has to be with all of our heart, 100%. Jesus said the greatest commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your strength and all your might and all your heart. That doesn't sound like lukewarm to me. And second of all, God promises us that if we search for him with all of our heart, he is going to show us wonderful things. And that, let me read that. That's in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. It says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And that is the whole purpose of us buying this airtime And, you know, I would much rather be doing something else than sitting in front of this microphone. I would rather be at home right now, relaxing, maybe even taking a nap. If it's not napping, at least relaxing and enjoying my family, than sitting here in front of a microphone. But God has, and Ted, I know that you're the same way. God has put this desire in our hearts that we cannot do this. It's impossible for us to quit. And we both have searched for Him with all of our heart. And He has shown us great and mighty things that we did not know. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to show this to other people. You know, I know what it's like. For many years I was out there, you know, and I wanted to search for God, and I had it in my heart, and I had this desire, but something just wasn't there. Sure, I went to church, and sure, I was there, and I read my Bible, and I did all the good little things that they tell you to do at church, and something was missing. There was an empty spot, a hole in my heart. And I tell you, God has filled the hole up with His Holy Spirit, and He has opened my mind and softened my heart, and He has shown us. And it's not just me. There are many, many other people. In fact, there's a whole church full of them at 7221 Central Avenue Pike. And they meet every Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on the Sabbath, God's holy seventh-day Sabbath. And they have searched for Him with all of their hearts. And He has shown them mighty and great things. And if you're out there and you're searching and you really want to know, and you have that empty spot in your heart, and you just, you know that there's something else there, but you just don't know what, you know, look, we can help you. We can show you. That's why the name of this show is The Simple Truth. God's truth is simple. The problem is that we have all been corrupted by the teaching of tradition and men. And Jesus had a lot to say when He was here on earth about the traditions of the religious leaders. They were corrupt, they were evil, they were bad. And He didn't speak favorably about them. So what you need to do is throw off your traditions, seek for God with all your heart, let the Bible define the Bible, and He will open your mind and show you wonderful and marvelous things. How do we do that? Well, we need to remember that when it comes to biblical interpretations, there are two results. Result number one is the truth. Result number two is a lie. The truth will stand on its own. It stands on its own because it's based on the Bible. Lies need to be defended and supported. And you have to support and defend the lies by bringing in other sources. Let me give you an example of the truth. Saturday is the seventh day, and it's the day that God commands us to gather together and to worship Him and to rest. That is the truth. You do not have to support that. You do not have to defend that. God does it, and He does it with the Bible. Let me give you an example of a lie. The rapture. The rapture is a lie. You have to bring in books from Hal Lindsey and all of these other authors and, you know, mountains of material, and they're constantly propping it up, propping it up, propping it up. That you have to defend because it's a lie. Okay, now we're going to get started in this next show. Here's how you contact us. The Seventh-day Church of God, the sponsor of the Simple Truth Show, meets every Sabbath, that's Saturday, at 2:30 in the afternoon. We are not like any church service you have ever attended. Is something missing in your relationship with God? Has God put a burning desire in your heart for you to draw near to Him? Do you need help in learning how to do that? We are located at 6636 Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's 6636 Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee, in the Central Point Business Park. This is just south of Callahan Road on Central Avenue Pike. Exit I-75 at the Callahan Road exit. That's one exit just north of Merchants Drive.